Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Pats fans probably left Gillette Stadium on Sunday a little bit more disappointed than anything else. However, there's still a silver lining to take away from the home opener, and it's because of Wes Welker.
All eyes have been on Wes Welker after dropping a few passes in Sunday's game against the Cardinals. But even on one of his not-so-good days, he still led the team in receiving yards and managed to make history. All he needed on Sunday was one reception to pass most recent Patriots Hall of Famer Troy Brown to become the Patriots' all-time reception leader. But the fact that wide receiver Julian Edelman started over Welker in Sunday's opener stirred some concern. However, Welker didn't seem to read too much into the business decision.
Oh, you want to be out there. I think as a competitor and everything else, especially on Sundays, what we, you know, play for and what we work for, and you want to be out there. But you know, at the same time, coach felt like whatever was best for the team, and I'm for that, and I totally understand it, and I'm just there to help out however I can.
And while it's always better to celebrate a career accomplishment in conjunction with a win, Welker didn't have much to say on his 558th career reception that put him in front of Brown. Despite the outcome of the game, he still had 95 yards and 5 receptions against the Cardinals. But the excellence of his first catch in the game seemed to be far from his mind.
Oh, you want to win the game, but it is what it is.
And Wes has a lot of experience around here. I think he's one of our smartest and obviously most experienced players.
Well, he's a phenomenal player, and when he makes plays, it really sparks our whole offense. So he made a bunch of them today, and that's what we need. So we just got to do a little bit more to get the ball in the end zone.
Welker said that the loss on Sunday was a combination of mental errors and an okay week at practice. However, he still made history here at Gillette Stadium. Now the team will prepare to take on the Baltimore Ravens next week. That will wrap it up now, though, for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today, and we'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.